What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Us Coffee Break.
This time it's remote, which we don't really do that often, but it's a nice little change.
It's kind of nice.
I'm wearing fucking PJs.
Yeah, you don't even want to know what I'm wearing below the waist.
No, I don't. What a
or lack thereof.
What's going on with you?
Nothing, dude. I'm actually kind of happy we're doing this virtual thing. You know, every now and then with the hustle and bustle, even though we haven't really had, we haven't really been working like as aggressively with this, but I think with life now at the end of the year, you got a new gig, you know? Basically,
yeah.
You took on a little bit more at your job. Me going with a lot of changes and doing a lot of other new stuff. And with a new dog, we got a new bed, new
That's
mattress.
Right. New
a lot
bed,
of new stuff going on. So, yeah, being able to stay here at the crib is a nice little change to be able to kind of hunker down and not continue, like, with the running around and going crazy.
I love it, dude. I love it for you because – let me see. Sorry about that. Let me – there we go.
Dude. Let me know when you're done, bro.
Yeah, I'm done. No, I love that for you because especially the holidays, man, there's so much going on. I'm kind of glad
that – move the microphone out of the way.
Like this? Yeah, I guess that works, no?
I guess I have it in the frame. Just not right in the middle.
Yeah.
Blocked your face completely.
But can you hear me good?
I can hear you perfectly.
All right, perfect. Yeah,
I can't
man.
Even hear myself. So, anyways.
Yeah, it's been a crazy end of the year. It's like the holidays coming up. You know, we got to spend time with the families, our families, our partners' families. And then
family
some.
Families, big old families.
A lot of families.
But yeah.
Yeah, so what do you got for us? You had something, no?
Well, first and foremost, we're going to be talking to one of our boys soon, Nima. And he brought up something about Matt Rife. Do you know anything important about this guy?
Dude,
I think he's pretty funny, dude.
I think his crowd work is funny, and that's kind of how he got famous. Because during the pandemic, he was doing a bunch of like stand-up. And then
there was like one video that went super viral that like supposedly like he didn't even want to post it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he posted it. It got a lot of hits, and then... No, he's this guy. Netflix
he just
special.
he blew up, and I just his crowd work is pretty good. But I saw some of the snippets from the special. I didn't think they were that funny. But I also don't think it's a big deal, like to have like this crazy controversy. Like we're living in an age where you say the wrong thing, and then everybody wants to cancel you. But it's comedy, dude. And I think to a certain degree, comedy should be exempt from, you know, any type of backlash that you get. Because it's a joke, you know? Like, obviously, I don't think he is trying to promote domestic violence. It was a joke, dude. I think it was a dumb joke. I don't think it was funny, but I don't think he should be fucking looked down upon because of that shit.
You think that we've just, as a society, just gotten soft?
For sure. For sure. Yeah, no, like, and even think about... Do you ever sometimes watch, like, old shows or old movies or... And they say
like
stuff
what?
And... I don't know. There was like sometimes I'm on TikTok and then there's like an old Simpsons episode or something that resurfaced that's like 10 years ago or whatever. Like nothing in particular, but it's like they'll say stuff and I'm like, and then even in the comments, people are like, yo, if they were to say this shit today, this shit would not fly.
Family
and,
guy.
Yeah. Which I think they're still doing episodes and I don't think they've really changed. I think they're still like
they're
calling
savages,
shit out.
Man.
Yeah. And even the Simpsons, they're still kind of going strong, I think. But I think those are kind of exempt because they're such staples of like what people love and what type of media they consume. But other than that, movies and shows, they aren't like they used to be. But like society has gotten so soft, man. I fucking hate it.
I mean, I don't know because I think that there's some level of inclusivity we can say because now with all these other genders that are now coming out of the closet, I guess we can say, all these fucking people. They're now kind of having some sort of influence, some sort of involvement. They're casting certain people in roles that maybe they shouldn't be. For example, I think in the Fantastic Four, the new movie that's going to come out, the guy was a Silver Surfer who's a dude. It was just a guy who was all silver. I don't know if you noticed. Supposedly, now it's going to be a woman. And it's like, people are like, dude, you're reaching like for what? And I don't know, like, I'm all for it, like, just to keep peace, even though there are levels that it's obviously gone a little bit extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost feels like you guys are just trying too hard. You know what I mean? Like, you're forcing it.
Yeah. Or like the whole thing with, I don't know, have you been following the whole thing with the Snow White, like the remake of the
Yeah,
Snow
I was
White?
thinking that too. I was thinking like,
Yeah.
ooh, that they're, what is it now? That they're not
Well,
dwarves?
I think Disney paused it indefinitely. They've just gotten so much backlash from it. Snow White, let's take a look. I think
Yeah,
they kind of
there you go.
stopped that
That's why you're there.
project.
That's why we got you.
Let me see. They canceled. Well, they literally they at least they put a pause on it. So, I don't know because they got so much backlash from people. And like I don't have a problem with like creating content or creating movies and entertainment for people to include others, minorities and all that kind of stuff, and people who are gay and queers and all kinds of stuff. But like really like don't take stuff that's already been made and try to change it. Like there is a Snow White. And why would you want to try to create a new remake where she is completely different than what she's supposed to be,
But isn't that a
like
little insensitive to say? Because like back then it wasn't as prevalent, to have like these other, so much inclusivity as it is today. Like now it's a really important topic that we have. So obviously back then you wouldn't have a, I don't know, whatever the story was, it wasn't really thought of in that way. So now we
sure,
have to
but
take that into consideration.
yeah,
So
but okay, so we have to remake everything.
make a new movie,
Yeah, make a
like a
new
different.
movie, a new concept. Same James Bond. Like there are novels been written, and let's say any type of, let's say James Bond, like he was a certain way. There's a certain criteria, very specific. He's not fucking Middle Eastern, right? So we're not gonna cast a Middle Eastern fucking James Bond. People want to now they want to cast a black James Bond, but he wasn't black. So why would you want to cast a black one? Now make a new one. Find 007, find 008. I don't give a fuck. Find somebody new
Is
and
that
create a
how it
new
works though?
storyline.
Is it? I guess so. Like James
Like
Bond is
J
just one guy, right?
I think it's
Well,
one guy,
can
but
anyone,
they
can, I'm sorry, can anyone be 007? Like it's like an agent 007. It can be another guy. So maybe the black guy won't be James Bond. Maybe he'll be like, I don't know, Lamar Bond.
He could be a different one, but he's not James Bond.
Tyreek Bond.
Yeah. And then he won't be 007. He'll be like,
No,
I don't
maybe he will
know.
be 007. Oh no,
Well, I think
maybe
the
another number.
007 is assigned to that agent. So he wouldn't be.
True, true, true,
So
true.
that's like I'm all for inclusivity. I'm all for, bringing new characters to to where we are. But I feel like we should create our own storyline. I don't know. Have some
Okay.
creativity, dude. I don't know. Am I
But
wrong for that?
have you ever thought about writing a story for LGBTQ specifically?
No, should I?
You
Maybe I'll start
write books specifically, and maybe it could become a movie, and then
maybe
we can create. No, I'm not gonna star in your movie. And
I could
then
see you doing it. I could see you
I
starting it. No?
fit the criteria, huh?
I think you do it. Like now looking at you, I'm actually getting inspired.
Right. But anyways, back to well, Matt Rife, we're gonna talk a little bit more about him, but I guess more so in what we were saying there. So what his story was that he was trying to like talk good about women or whatever, and then all of a sudden he with his last special he's getting backlash for talking shit about them or like
Yeah,
punching them, a black guy if you don't cook.
a black guy.
Black eye.
Oh, I thought a black guy. Yeah, no, dude, it's not an original joke, dude. That joke is so fucking old. Like, come on, create your own content.
Right, please, you don't think if Dave Chappelle would say in his special, you would have been like, oh, you heard that part where he said this? He'd
I don't
probably be
think
making.
but you know what? Dave Chappelle, he would probably have a different punchline. He would have a different way of saying it, a different build up. I mean, that guy is a fucking legend. And he's been, called out, and I love all of his specials. I think his stuff is actually funny, but maybe I'm biased, but I'm more of a fan of his work. I just don't think the guy's funny. Matt Rife, that is.
All right. I guess we can pause here for a second.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories or any topics that you want to talk about specifically
I was
or
gonna
anything pop
look,
up?
but I haven't really seen anything viral.
I'm
Like
like
what's
checking.
going on? Are there any like viral stories that we can write about? That we can
I'm
talk
check.
about?
Hey, Christina, do you know anything that's going viral right now that we could talk about?
Maybe something I've seen on TikTok. I haven't really. We'll just cut this part off.
Yeah. Any like
Should we
stories
stop
that's going on?
recording or should we just keep recording?
No, keep it. That way
Let's
it'll
keep
be
it.
easier
It's
for you to
one.
just cut it out.
Okay.
Hey, am I the asshole for refusing to babysit my extremely autistic cousin?
You want to talk about
You want to? I'll start reading it. Let's see where it
Go.
takes us. Oh, it's short. Okay. I, male 17, was asked by my aunt to babysit my autistic nonverbal cousin once a week for $5 every day. After one thought, no, this is, I can't even read this. The thing is, it's hard to like, it feels like it was translated, like a German guy wrote it, and it was translated to English. Am I the asshole for wearing a bikini in my family trip? No.
No. So this month. Oh, hold on, what is this? Oh no, I saw one. Emma asked for refusing to have a fully child-free wedding, but I think that's the one I sent you guys. Remember, I sent something. I
I didn't, you
just.
know, I didn't hear it. That's one that I didn't see.
Okay, so Emma asked for refusing to have a fully child-free wedding. Read it.
Okay. Am I the asshole for having a fully child-free wedding?
So I recently proposed to my long-term girlfriend, and we are planning for a wedding in summer next year. Everything is still very, and they're in still very early stages. My fiance has expressed that she wants a child-free wedding, which I am all down for. But I want to make one exception. My son, 15 months.
15 man, male,
Oh,
15
15,
male.
50. Yeah, I guess a boy. Yeah, 15 years old, a boy. I had him from a previous relationship, and we have evenly split custody. We have even split custody of him. Your picture went out. You good?
I'm here.
Cut this out. I brought up until now my fiance has gotten along great with him. We've had days out as a family. She's gone to see his games, and she's even taken him out on full days, just the two of them. I brought up that I wanted to make an exception to the no kids rule for my son. She shut the idea down straight away and said that she didn't want anyone under 16 there, and she doesn't want to feel like she or anyone else has to babysit on her special day. I told her that no one would have to babysit him. He's 15 years old, and she knows he's well behaved and a generally quiet kid. She then changed her reasoning and asked why I wanted my old family and life on the day I was supposed to making a commitment to her and her new family. I told her while I will be making commitment to her, my son will still very much be my son and my family. She then equated it to wanting my ex at a wedding, which I do not and never asked. I told her that I don't care about the aesthetics of the wedding and that she can pick up everything else. The food, the aesthetics, the music, the dress, but all I want is my family at the wedding. My parents, my sister, and my son. That is my only ultimatum when it comes to a wedding. She started calling me controlling by giving me an ultimatum and said I had initially agreed to a child-free wedding, and now I'm gaslighting her. I said we can have a mainly child-free wedding, but with one exception, an exception that guests can't even complain about being unfair since the only child is the son of the groom. She called me a dick and now it's not talking to me. I really think this is a reasonable want, but maybe I'm not seeing something. So, am I the asshole? What
Okay,
do you
so
think?
then he doesn't want any kids except his,
Right. Who's 15 years old?
but he doesn't want any other kids.
Any other kids under 16? Why don't you just lower the age requirements of 15 up are allowed? So that way his son would fall into it. 15 years old is fair enough.
Nobel Peace Prize to Marvin Schulz.
Sailor, done.
That's
Fucking
true.
lower. Listen,
I don't get what the big deal was.
I think child-free weddings are a no-brainer. Especially when they're very small, but I know that there are some people who, like Christina and like Claudia, they were like, no, like we have nieces and nephews and they're so small, but they want to be there, they need to be there, and it's you can't
Child-free
make
wedding.
it, you can't make exceptions for your immediate family or your family, and then tell everybody else, yo, don't bring your kids. I feel like that's kind of fucked up,
So
right?
then no exception at all then?
Yeah, I feel like no exception or. Do you say, well, it's my wedding, I make the rules? It's kind of, I mean, technically that's right, but also, if you tell me, damn, no kids, and then I show up and you have your small kids running around, I'd be like, fuck. But at the end of the day, it's your wedding. No, you're paying for it. I thought no kids.
My son was coming.
What do you think? I think child-free weddings are a way to go. Like, especially when they're small kids, 15 and up, 16 and up. I even think maybe 12 and up, maybe. But that's okay. But small children at a wedding, what's the
point?
Why don't you want children?
So what age do you think is acceptable for a child to be
at? What I just said, 12 and up, 14 and up, 15, yeah. 14
and up.
They can take care of themselves. They can be left alone. You know, they're not going to cry around, scream around. They're not going to nag. Like, they can kind of fend for themselves. But if you bring like an 8-year-old or 6-year-old, and they're kids, I'm not blaming the kids for being kids, but it's a wedding, dude. It's a special day for the people there. Yeah.
Yeah, like, why are they there?
You want to tell me you can't find a babysitter that one special day, you know?
It's not just that. Just think about it, because if not, like, you got to rent the tuxedos for the kids, or get a dress for the girl. I think you could just get a babysitter. No?
Yeah.
Like, why are they there?
They don't need to be there. 6 hours, dude, they can be taken care of by a family member, by a babysitter. Yeah, I think leave your kids at home.
Yeah, I think the kids... Yeah, but then, like, who determines the age, though, you know? Like, that's where it's like...
The couple that's getting married.
What if you have, like, a 10-year-old and mine's, like, 9 3/4? Oh, no, he's 9. He can't go.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't be able to go.
That's fucked up.
Should have been born earlier.
is that what you're gonna do? I think you're gonna have like just a child free everything except yours.
Well, Claudia and I, we're not having a wedding. We're gonna get engaged, right? So we all get engaged and then we'll just elope. Like, we'll get engaged, maybe wait a little bit, or we do it maybe right away. We talked about it. Nothing too crazy. We get eloped and then we'll go on a nice honeymoon for maybe 2 weeks somewhere, and then we come back and that's it. We're married. That's it. And then, and so there's no wedding. And then we wait, like, and there's no kids, you know, fuck that. And then we'll wait maybe like a year. And then we're going to start trying to have kids. So there will never be a wedding for us, right? And so we'll never have to make this decision. But if we did have a wedding, I think she has so many little nieces and nephews and shit like that. So I don't think I'll be able to convince her to, well, I don't have to worry about it anyways because it's not going to happen, so I don't even have to go there.
Yeah, like your her side of the family isn't like bugging out that you guys don't want to get married.
No, I think they're totally understanding, and we wouldn't even be able to afford it, dude. You know how big their family is? Because if you invite one and you gotta invite the other and you gotta invite the there's just no stopping. Like, if we just invited her family and not even mine, it'll be like 90 people, 80 people. No way.
Her thing, that's probably what she's thinking. That's probably why she wants a big wedding.
But yeah, like, because you can't be like, oh, I invite my cousin, but then I don't invite
a zillion people.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it. You gotta, you know, one thing or the other. So yeah, like, but if you do a wedding, I think the child-free wedding is not something crazy to ask for. Like, I think that's reasonable.
Her family's cool with you guys not doing a wedding, though, or they're not. They're not like, what do you mean?
No, they're cool. They're understanding. We'll probably have like a small thing. Like, I think we'll have like a little gathering, you know, like,
dude, yeah, we'll go to Ranges.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have we'll have something small. Ranch. Well, one of her cousin's houses or whatever, have some drinks, whatever. Maybe we'll do some catering. I'll fucking buy some pizzas and shit like that. And some food. I'll fucking bartend myself. You know,
no money spent here.
Yeah, we gotta save it. But no, there won't be a wedding. There won't be a wedding. We'd rather go on a nice honeymoon or whatever. You know, that's something that we enjoy. So that's gonna be us.
Fascinating. Well, let me see what else we got.
Yeah.
Let me see what else. Let me change here, dude. Am I the asshole for refusing to tell my husband the gender of our baby after he skipped going to the doctor's appointment with me? What did you say? What'd you say? Yeah? You don't think that's stupid? That's childish? Oh, so she is the asshole. Okay, good. All right, good. I got a reasonable girlfriend already.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
Okay. My husband and I are expecting. This is our first baby and we're excited. Thing is, he barely attends any doctor appointments with me, and his excuses aren't even valid. He's willing to miss the doctor appointment over soccer or a drink or board games with friends. I'm getting some empathy for him. His response is always, "I'm not the one carrying the baby. Why do I have to go see the doctor with you?" Last week was my final straw. He was supposed to come with me for the baby's gender reveal appointment, but he chose to not come last minute because his friend invited him to fish and chips meal. I was pretty livid, but didn't make a fuss about it. Mom went with me instead. He texted me asking me to tell him the results, boy or girl, but I refused to tell him. He kept spam calling me, but I hung up each time. He came home fuming, demanding I tell him the results, but I refused and bluntly told him since he refused to attend the appointment, then he gets no results till after the baby's born, and said I was willing to die on this hill. He went off calling me spiteful and immature for doing this and punishing me. He said he's a father and has the right to know. He then called me dramatic since I wasn't alone and mom was with me. I said he gets no results, period. He's been fuming about it and told his family, and they're now pressuring me to stop playing mind games with him and tell him, but I decline. Am I the asshole? Update. Hi. So, first of all, wow, I did not expect this to blow up. Sorry, can't answer any comments because of feeling overwhelmed. I just want to mention that my husband just attempted to contact the doctor to get the results. It didn't go well, and we had another argument over it. He couldn't get it since his mom was the one who made the call. Is she the asshole?
Dude, yeah, I think so.
Ah, you guys are pussies.
She's the asshole, dude. How are you
what
not going to
think? Oh, she's like, no, she's not. You think she's still being an asshole?
She's
the
refusing.
Guy's kind of an asshole.
Right, but she's refusing to tell him the gender at all? Like, so what's going to happen?
He's
she's just going to give birth?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Bro, but this guy's been like super inactive. He doesn't give a fuck. He's not really there for the wedding. It's like you didn't care enough to come with me to the appointment that we're gonna find out. So no, fuck you. You should have been there.
So then, how are we gonna move forward? Because we're supposed to raise a child together. We're together, you know. So what? This relationship is gonna continue being based on the fact that I'm not gonna tell you the gender of the child for the next
if
X amount of months.
You're basing our relationship on then that's where we got bigger problems. You're not coming around. You're not showing up. You don't even want to be involved. You have excuses every time. Your boys call you. You're there. Bro, go have his baby then.
What if you change this? Like, he's like, okay, like, I see that I was wrong. Like, let me see what, you know, like, I want
to
be.
That's not happening.
Right. But that will be the way for her to say, okay, you know what? I see him changing.
I don't even think so. Well, let me tell him the vape. No, I wouldn't do it either.
It's fucked up.
Because think about, dude, you could have been there. Why didn't you go?
Yeah, no, he's definitely a fucking asshole for not going. But she's also a little bit immature.
It is a little bit immature, but you know, sometimes it's deserved. Did you get one?
No.
Please send a link, says Nima.
Please
am I the asshole for yelling at my girlfriend to stop fucking eating? did you write this?
Holy shit.
You saw the text that Nima sent?
Yeah, I mean, I can't send him the link because I have to make a new chat. And then I'll be able to
obviously
send him a new
no. So then, yeah. Do you want to wrap it up then, since he's waiting?
Yeah.
Or do you have another one?
Ooh, I'm okay.
Me. You want to see that one? Is it long? This one's kind of. Oh, it's not that long. Yeah, it's not. She runs a bakery business. The past four times I've made these fillings, my girlfriend has literally dipped her fingers into the fillings jar for contaminating them. Oh, and contaminating them because, in her words, she just wanted to try some.
Disturbing. Right, I haven't really found any yet. We can start wrapping it up. You have anything else that you wanted to bring up? Something that's going on that you want to discuss? No.
No, dude. I'm the one trying to bring up the topic. You got anything?
No, I didn't find anything good.
All right. You don't have anything like yourself that you've been thinking about maybe in your life? What about, hey, what's the right time to eat Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think like 5 p.m., 6 p.m. What about you guys?
We had Thanksgiving dinner at 5 p.m. actually.
Like normal people.
What time did you have Thanksgiving dinner?
So fortunately, we went to my sister first. So we had dinner like at 7.
Okay, not bad.
That was the first round and it was great. And then we ended
up
going
to... because it was an early Thanksgiving. Because then there was...
That's just because that's when my sister's family, when they just eat. So like that was good. And then we went to Claudia's family, my girlfriend's, and I think the first plate was served like at 10:30. Like the first person eating. They were playing games like at like 10 o'clock, 9:45. They're playing like games. So I'm like, yo, fuck's happening here, dude? Like, they're not gonna eat?
What time did you leave?
We left late, dude. We may have left like at
12:45. 12:45?
Yeah. It was late.
Can you imagine getting home at 12:45?
I didn't get home at 12:45. I got home at 1:15.
You got home at 1:15?
Yeah, dude. And so I did not have a good... Listen, I love the family and it was a good time. But at the end, I was ready to leave. I was exhausted. And then I woke up. We had to wake up early this morning, work and all that stuff. Yeah, I was pretty tired. I like my events during the day. And I want to be in bed by like 10:30. That's what I want to be in bed.
What time did her family start partying? Do you know?
I don't. When we left, most people were already gone, but there were still a few people there. I reckon maybe 1 o'clock, 1:30, or something like that is when they lost people there.
Yo, yeah. The neighbors don't like call and complain.
No, I mean they're probably all Hispanic, so they probably hang out there too.
They're probably at the party also.
They're probably all together. I can't be doing that. I'm even thinking like, what is it going to be when we have kids, and like, how is that going to be? I'm even thinking like, I told Claudia, I was like, I'll take the kids home and you can stay. You know, I want my kids to go to bed at a decent time. And she's like, oh no, they have to get used to our life. They got to get accustomed to us. And I'm like, I'm not even accustomed to this.
Interesting. This is going to be interesting.
So I don't know.
Like, when they have kids, what life do they get accustomed to? Going home early and going to sleep so you can wake up early or like wake up rested. Or out late, party.
No. I'm not saying you have to go home at like 8 o'clock. No, I'm not saying that. It depends how old they are. I'm not saying that. But like to like 1 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, that's too late, dude. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I'll probably have her stay over or something, and I'll take my kids home. And I'm like, if you want to stay, you can stay.
What if she's like, we'll the go. Kids are staying? They're staying with me.
The kids are not staying.
They're gonna stay. They're gonna stay here with the family.
Yeah, I asked the kids, hey, do you guys want to stay or you just want to go home?
Yeah, oh, but stay, daddy.
I'm like, all right, you guys have fun. You know, mommy drive safe. Love you. Bye. But I bet you they're gonna be like, daddy, I'm so tired. Mommy doesn't want to stop. She can't keep drinking. I'm like, all right, you know, let's go home. So I'll let the kids decide if they want to stay, and and Claudia wants to stay. You guys are more than welcome to. But I have a feeling that they're like, oh, daddy, can we go home, please? And that's it. All right, let's go. So we'll see how that goes. What about you guys? Well, you guys don't even do anything late, so.
No, I think we're pretty. No, sometimes. Like yesterday after the Thanksgiving, like her mom was like, it's only 5:30 or 6 o'clock. I want to keep hanging out with you guys. And we're like, well, we're tired. I want to go to sleep.
Okay. Remember? Yeah, you guys are much better.
Huh? I stayed a little bit longer, but I didn't stay till like 10 o'clock at night drinking wine and hanging out there. Fuck that.
What time did you guys show up?
We showed up. Well, we had gone to spring. She was there for a while, but then I went there with my family. My family went. We got there like at 4:15.
Okay, so you guys got there early too. Then that's probably why as well.
Yeah, but then we ate at 5. Like we went there to eat at 5, so we got there a little bit earlier. We hung out, we chilled, and the food was ready. You left at 8, and then we left. No, we left at what time did we leave? Well, I left like at 6:30.
Oh wow! Okay.
6:30, 6:45. Went to my parents' house, picked up the buns and these pups, the buns, and then I came back. But okay. I was out like before you guys were eating.
That's crazy, right? Yeah.
You sent us the text like, "Oh, these lunatics are gonna." Whatever. These lunatics are gonna eat at 10:30. You know? And I woke up to that message because I was already knocked out. I was like, "This poor guy." And I got military time, so like, oh, they're gonna eat now, and I'm like, fuck, let me do the math, and I'm like, 10:30.
it was late. I was like, oh fuck. And I was telling my coworkers and they're like, yo, what the fuck? That's crazy, dude.
Who
I don't
does
know.
that, dude?
So not normal.
There's so many more hours in the day. Why do you eat, choose to eat so late?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I don't know. Well, what I
You
have
need
to do
to
is
change. You need to change.
well,
You need to change them.
I'll change
Yeah.
my family. So once we have kids, I guess it'll, I don't know, we'll see.
Let's see, because it's one against like 500, because you know she has like a big ass family.
Yeah, I have to put my foot down.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, wish me luck. All right, I guess we can wrap it up and I'll see if we can get Nemo on the other line. So,
Yes, let's do it. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for sticking around. Hopefully we got some nice little clips here. Bah, 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 bah. We
perfect.
love
Thank you
y'all.
guys for the support. Make sure to subscribe, share, fucking send it to your mom and all that good stuff.
Yes. Oh, and if you guys have any Am I the Asshole clips or any Am I the Asshole stories
What
and you
topics?
haven't or topics and you haven't found them on Reddit, because that's where we're getting it from. We're getting it from Reddit and some submissions. Send it to us. That way we can recite it here and see if you're the asshole or not.
Yeah, and it'll be anonymous, so you don't have to worry about like, oh my God, they're gonna call me out. No, we
Maybe it
won't do
will,
that.
maybe it won't. Depends how big of an asshole you are.
Yeah, it depends, I guess. Thank you so much,
Right,
guys.
y'all.
Appreciate it.
Peace, peace, peace.
All right.